Track 10. Now read the passage about the first grain-based food. You have 3 minutes to read the passage. Begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture on the topic you just read about.
Conventional wisdom says that a very primitive kind of bread was the first grain food that human societies ate. But you know, for the last few decades, there's been an alternative hypothesis that quite a few anthropologists are starting to give a closer look. That hypothesis says that it was, in fact, beer, not bread, that was the first grain food. Sounds strange? Consider a couple of things. For one thing, you don't have to grind wheat to make it easier to eat. If you keep it in a moist environment, it naturally starts sprouting, with a new baby plant splitting the hard seed case in half. Sprouted wheat is sweeter, softer, and actually more nutritious than whole wheat seeds, and it would have developed without human effort. In order to discover the usefulness of ground wheat, someone had to get the bright idea of crushing it. To discover the usefulness of sprouted wheat, people just had to do nothing and let it sit. Which do you think happened first? Another thing. What turns grain into beer is fermentation. And wheat begins to ferment almost as soon as it's stored, from water and yeasts in the air. After the wheat sprouted, it would have started to ferment. The process would have been obvious because of the bubbles and foam that formed. People could have experimented by tasting it and discovering the first beer. And even if you assume that people were already grinding wheat to paste, think about it. The paste ferments and bubbles. Is it likely that early peoples would have thought to fire it before eating? We're used to cooking our food, but in prehistoric times, the idea that you would take fire to food to improve it for eating was not obvious.
Summarize the points made in the lecture you just heard, explaining how they cast doubt on the contents of the reading. You may refer to the passage as you write.